the shore, shrill and anxious. Look out! More River Clan warriors are coming! Tiger Claw turned to see sleek, wet bodies sliding out of the water below the rocks. The drenched River Clan warriors bounded silently up the shore and hurled themselves into battle without even stopping to shake the water from their fur. The dark tabby glared down at Okart.
You may swim like otters, but you and your warriors do not belong in this forest.
He drew back his lips and showed his teeth as the cat struggled beneath him. The desperate scream of a ThunderClan she-cat rose above the clamor. A wiry River Clan Tom had pinned the brown warrior flat on her belly. Now he lunged toward her neck with jaws still dripping from his swim across the river. Tiger Claw heard the cry and let go of Okart. With a mighty leap, he knocked the enemy warrior away from the she-cat.
Quick, Mousefur, run!
He ordered, before turning on the River Clan Tom, who had threatened her. Mousefur scrambled to her paws, wincing from a deep gash on her shoulder, and raced away. Behind her, Tiger Claw spat with rage as the River Clan Tom sliced open his nose. Blood blinded him for an instant, but he lunged forward regardless and sank his teeth into the hind leg of his enemy. The River Clan cat squealed and struggled free.
Tiger Claw!
The yowl came from a warrior with a tail as red as fox fur.
This is useless! There are too many River Clan warriors!
No, Red Tail. Thunder Clan will never be beaten!
Tiger Claw yowled back, leaping to Red Tail's side.
This is our territory!
Blood was welling around his broad black muzzle, and he shook his head impatiently, scattering scarlet drops onto the rocks.
Thunder Clan will honor your courage, Tiger Claw, but we cannot afford to lose any more of our warriors,
Red Tail urged.
Blue Star would never expect her warriors to fight against these impossible odds. We will have another chance to avenge this defeat.
He met Tiger Claw's amber-eyed gaze steadily, then reared away and sprang onto a boulder at the edge of the trees.
Retreat, Thunder Clan! Retreat!
He yowled. At once, his warriors squirmed and struggled away from their opponents. Spitting and snarling, they backed toward Red Tail. For a heartbeat, the River Clan cats looked confused. Was this battle so easily won? Then Okart yowled a jubilant cry. As soon as they heard him, the River Clan warriors raised their voices and joined their deputy in caterwauling their victory. Red Tail looked down at his warriors. With a flick of his tail, he gave the signal, and the Thunder Clan cats dived down the far side of the Sunning Rocks, then disappeared into the trees. Tiger Claw followed last. He hesitated at the edge of the forest and glanced back at the blood-stained battlefield. His face was grim, his eyes furious slits. Then he leaped after his clan into the silent forest. In a deserted clearing, an old gray she-cat sat alone, staring up at the clear night sky. All around her in the shadows, she could hear the breathing and stirrings of sleeping cats. A small tortoiseshell she-cat emerged from a dark corner, her paw steps quick and soundless. The gray cat dipped her head in greeting.
How is Mousefur?
She meowed.
Her wounds are deep, Blue Star,
answered the tortoiseshell, settling herself on the night cool grass.
But she is young and strong. She will heal quickly.
And the others?
They will all recover too.
Blue Star sighed.
We are lucky not to have lost any of our warriors this time. You are a gifted medicine cat, Spotted Leaf.
She tilted her head again and studied the stars.
I am deeply troubled by tonight's defeat. Thunder Clan has not been beaten in its own territory since I became leader,
she murmured.
These are difficult times for our clan. The season of new leaf is late, and there have been fewer kits. Thunder Clan needs more warriors if it is to survive.
But the year is only just beginning,
Spotted Leaf pointed out.